Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The Information interviewed Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who spoke about his vision for mixed reality devices. Zuckerberg said by 2030, glasses will be advanced enough to feel like you're able to teleport to someone's home and replace in-person meetings. Facebook plans to release smart glasses in partnership with Ray-Ban later this year. The Information sources say Facebook employs nearly 10,000 workers in its Reality Labs division, almost a fifth of Facebook's global workforce. For context, Upload VR noted in 2017 that Facebook's Oculus VR division had over 1,000 employees, about 5% of Facebook's global employees. The GSMA trade body plans to hold an in-person Mobile World Congress in Barcelona this June, with an expected 45 to 50,000 attendees. Attendees will have to show a negative COVID-19 test to access the main venue, with repeat testing every 72 hours. MWC is also offering a new contact tracing mobile app, real-time occupancy monitoring, and improved air conditioning at the venue as additional precautions. Following the acquisition of ZeniMax Media, Microsoft announced it will add 20 games from ZeniMax's Bethesda studio to Game Pass, including games in the Dishonored, Fallout, Doom, and Elder Scrolls franchises. Xbox chief Phil Spencer reiterated that Microsoft will continue to support existing Bethesda games on other platforms, but said the ZeniMax acquisition was ultimately about delivering great exclusive games for you that ship on platforms where Game Pass exists. Insider sources say Amazon has reached the late prototype stage for its home robot, codenamed Vesta, which has reportedly been in development for 4 years. The current device in development is about the size of two small cats. Includes a screen, microphone, several cameras, and sensors for monitoring temperature and humidity, as well as a small compartment for carrying objects. Facebook launched Instagram Lite in over 170 countries, a 2-meg Android app with the ability to add and view photos, videos, and stories content. Reels content can be viewed but not created in the app. There's also no advertising, dark mode, or end-to-end encryption, with no plans to create a similar app on iOS. Asus announced the ROG Phone 5 gaming phone series, with all models including a Snapdragon 888 SoC, 144Hz 6.78-inch AMOLED screen that includes a 300Hz touch sampling rate, and a headphone jack with dedicated DAC. The base model starts at €799, including 256GB of storage and 8GB of RAM. A Pro model starts at €1,199 with 16GB of RAM and a customizable ROG Vision OLED panel on the back. And the Ultimate model is €1,299 with 18GB of RAM. Researchers at the University of Washington developed a contactless system to detect heartbeats using a developer version of Alexa with a low-quality speaker using emitted audio signals. Users have to sit within 2 feet of a speaker to take a reading, and the researcher found deviations from the ECG readings were not medically relevant. A new note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says the next generation iPhone will feature larger batteries, thanks to space-saving internal improvement, and will be slightly heavier than the iPhone 12 lineup. Space-saving is believed to come from integrating the SIM card slot with the main board and reducing the front optical module's thickness. Multiple data centers of Strasbourg, France-based cloud computing company OVH, the largest hosting provider in Europe and the third largest in the world, have been destroyed by fire. Those affected include cyber threat intelligence company Bad Packets, provider of free chess server LeeChess.org, video game maker Rust, cryptocurrency exchange Deribit's blog and doc sites, telecom company AFRIX, encryption utility Veracrypt, news outlet EE News Europe, among others. Google will roll out an update to Google Pay, which will ask users if they wish to share transaction and other data with the company. The feature will default to opt users out of sharing. Those opting in will receive personalized offers in the app, with Google saying it will not sell this data or share it with other Google products for targeting. Apple is replacing the word subscribe with follow for podcast audiences and iOS 14.5, now in beta and due for release later this month. First reported by PodNews, according to research from Edison Research, about 47% of users associate subscribe with paid content and don't always realize some content is free. Digital artist Mike Winkelmann, known as Beeple, sold an NFT of his work Everydays, the first 5,000 days, for $69 million at the 255-year-old Christie's Auction House, putting him in the top three most valuable living artists. The work is a collage of art he has been making for a project where he publishes a new piece of digital art every day. Netflix confirmed a test showing users a prompt when the service believes accounts are being shared between households, requiring verifying account by email or text to watch. Netflix's terms say the accounts cannot be shared with individuals outside a single household, but currently only sets limits on the number of simultaneous streams. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.